we're very pleased to have on the phone right now. Jay Shaw, good morning.
Morning. How are you doing,
I'm really well, buddy. Thank you so much for your time this morning. I can only imagine that the phone is running hot with lots of people wanting to have a chat with you in the wake of the tragic circumstances that unfolded on the streets of Sydney on Tuesday, because from now on until probably the end of time, Jase, you're going to be known as Crate Man.
Yes. I do realise this now.
Yeah, so on Tuesday on the streets of Sydney, we saw a man take a knife. And unfortunately, we have learnt that one woman has lost her life, allegedly, to this man. Jase, I wanted to talk to you just about your own personal experiences, and I am keeping very mindful of the fact that this is an ongoing investigation, so the conversation will not go into any great detail at this stage. But, Jase, how did you find yourself on the streets in that area of Sydney on Tuesday morning?
Twist of fate, to be honest. I think one of my bosses has said that it's just the stars aligned in a kind of weird way. I was in the wrong place at the right time. But yeah, we're just doing a handover because I'm actually moving from Adelaide now to Sydney. So I was on my second day of doing a handover with my counterpart. And the original incident happened in front of the car. Sorry, one of the incidents happened in front of the car. So being infantry background, we sort of jumped out of the car to try and help people in the area, clear out whoever was there, because we were in a busy intersection in Sydney. I think it was just instincts that sort of took over for me, and some of the past trainings that I've had to try and help. I think that's the immediate thing, get everyone out of danger, and trying to assess the situation with the person at hand.
So let's talk about the now famous milk crate. So was it something that you thought to yourself, I could use this as a weapon, or what were you thinking when you reached down and grabbed that?
Pretty much. It was the only thing that I remember seeing that was in arm's reach to be able to give myself distance from the knife that we just had, to give me a bit of distance from him, to hit him from the back or the side, or if he'd lunge at me, because up until that point, at the end there, I had nothing to be able to defend myself, and it seemed like the only sort of logical thing to grab at the time. So.
Yeah. What was going through your head? What were you thinking when all of this was unfolding? Most of us have never been in a situation like this, and let's hope we never have to be. Is there time to think, or does instinct just take over?
Instinct's probably one of the main ones, keeping vigilant and just assessing what was going on. But most of the time, through my head and the fellows that were with me on the day as well, I think our main goal was to get the guy to the ground, because we chased him for a fair bit. It went for long enough. I think we got to the corner of Winnie Street, and that was when we kind of, a couple of us looked at each other, decided to take him down, because that was the moment that needed to happen, because he was heading to a busy street where you got families and just people in general. So we don't need that in our country, and we need to take the guy down. So the guy with the chair was the guy that initially hit him from the back and got him down, which was an amazing sight, and I probably won't ever forget that.
Yeah.
And being next to him and being able to sort of jump on top of the guy and stop him from hurting himself, which was part of the reason why the crate was to, many reasons going to ground with that, was to provide some pressure across his chest evenly to keep him down. At first, his hands were stuck underneath there, which was a good point, because we didn't know if he had anything else on him. And also to stop him from hurting himself, because there was a lot of witnesses in the area. And, that's something that you don't want to see if he attempted to hurt himself. It's quite confronting.
It's an incredible story. And now I think all of Australia is just saying thank you to you, and rightly using the term everyday hero for yourself and those others involved. Can we just ask, Jase, are you okay? Are you getting enough support? Because this is something, like you said, that you'll never forget, and you're probably reliving over and over again.
The support from work was probably one of the best I've ever experienced in my life. I had made a phone call shortly after. To be honest, once the police came in, I left the scene and went back to work. was my immediate thought was just to, you know, go back and do the job. We'd gotten the guy down and it was up to the police then. But yeah, I contacted work just to let them know I might be on TV. And then, they turned around and we've got all the support that, I've got all the support that I need from my side, which has been phenomenal.
Yeah, amazing. So many, I mean, like Australians do, we take things on the chin and we have a bit of a laugh about it. So in the wake of what is absolutely a tragedy, so many memes and different things are popping up across social media and the internet with pictures of a crate compared to a picture of a gun, and you're now Crate Man. How are you feeling about that type of attention?
I think it's an Aussie spirit for people to, you know, make light of a serious situation. I think it's a good thing because it does help us get over it. It's one of the biggest things for the military was always, you know, keeping morale high. It is a serious situation, and you know, Michaela Dunn was the you know, woman that's allegedly been killed by, and you know, that's kind of hard to digest, and I'm glad I didn't know about that beforehand.
Yeah,
but you know, it's, I think, a little bit of awareness to understand that young girl, regardless of her title, you know, she lost a life. It's someone's daughter. It's, you know, it's someone's friend. It's, you know, and we need to remember that you know, she was the one. She's someone that passed away, you know, in a serious moment in her life alone, which is quite, you know, quite a hard thing to sort of think about.
Yeah.
I'd hope that the crate would be, you know, something that we could use to, you know, to symbolise, you know, something good. Mental health and, you know, violence against women is just not something that's acceptable. And I think a majority of the Australian men would think the same, that, you know, violence against women is something that we frown upon. And I don't have a friend in my friends list that I believe would hurt a woman. And if I did, I would not be happy, and nor would I condone it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think for something, a sign of strength and solidarity for our community to come out of such a tragic circumstance can only be a good thing. And Jace, on behalf of everybody listening here in the Northern Territory, we're very proud of you and we're very grateful for what you and the other people involved did, mate. And we hope that you can get through this with the support of those around you. And we're proud of you, Crate Man.
Thank you, Mel.
Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for your time.
You too. See you now.